Washington State has filed a lawsuit to stop President Trump from carrying out his immigration executive order. The order, signed late Friday afternoon, resulted in chaos at airports as some travelers were denied entry, including at SeaTac. It temporarily bans immigrants from seven countries and suspends the refugee program. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says Trump overstepped presidential authority in signing the executive order, and that's the point the lawsuit makes.
We are a country based on the rule of law, and in a courtroom, it is not the loudest voice that prevails. It's the Constitution. At the end of the day, either you are abiding by the Constitution or you are not. In our view, the president is not adhering to the Constitution when it comes to his executive action.
The suit filed in federal court in Western Washington also seeks a temporary restricting order that, if granted, would immediately halt the executive order while the case works its way through the courts. Among other things, the state will argue the executive order harms Washington-based companies, such as Amazon, that employ immigrants.